In Glasgow, Scotland, the big question is whether COP26, the UN climate change summit that wraps up tomorrow, will be considered a success. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was among those calling for countries to be more ambitious with their pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions. He praised that new deal between the US and China to address climate change altogether, but then added this.
Promises ring hollow when the fossil fuels industry still receives trillions in subsidies as measured by the IMF, or when countries are still building coal plants.
Jeff Brady from NPR's climate team joins us. And Jeff, the UN Secretary General covered a lot of ground in those remarks today. What else stood out to you?
Well, Antonio Guterres also tried to strike a positive note, saying he was inspired by the moral voice of young people and the participation of indigenous and women's groups in this summit. But his overall message was that countries have to do much more and do it quickly. One interesting announcement, he talked about net zero pledges, promises to be carbon neutral that a lot of non-state actors are making, such as businesses, NGOs, and cities. There are a lot of questions about how meaningful those are. So Guterres is forming a group at the UN to propose standards to measure and analyze those commitments, with recommendations coming next year.
And let's talk more about that agreement between the US and China, the two biggest greenhouse gas emitters. What have they agreed to do?
There's been a lot of tension between the U.S. and China and concern that would disrupt global efforts to address climate change. The two countries tried to put a damper on that concern, reaffirming their commitments to keep global warming well below 2 degrees Celsius and aiming for 1.5 degrees. They agreed to take more aggressive action this decade and encourage other countries to do the same. The U.S. and China put a specific focus on methane pollution, and that's important because scientists say reducing methane now can have a big effect on climate change. Even though there's a lot more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, methane is a much more potent greenhouse gas. So limiting those emissions can reduce global warming faster than only focusing on CO2 now. And last week, the Biden administration proposed stricter regulations on methane leaks from the oil and gas industry, and under this agreement, China says it intends to develop a national action plan on methane. Both countries say they'll meet in the first half of next year to nail down specifics.
Well, countries have been committing to future action for decades now. You know, the activist Greta Thunberg this week calls it blah, blah, blah. But scientists are also saying the time's running out. Actions need to be bolder. Are there indications they will be this time?
Action certainly is a focus during this summit, and scientists keep saying that we're getting to crunch time, that a lot has to happen during the next decade to avoid the worst effects of climate change. But right now, countries just aren't on track to meet their commitments. Earlier this week, a group called Climate Action Tracker factored in new pledges made so far and found that if countries keep their promises, warming would still be 1.8 degrees Celsius. Of course, the goal is 1.5. Nicholas Hona with the New Climate Institute says they also modeled what countries are actually doing now, and that picture is bleak.
With all the policies that are currently implemented, our temperature estimate is 2.7 degrees, and if we use the 66th percentile, it's only a 66% chance that we are below 2.9 degrees. So that is catastrophic climate change. It's a situation that we simply can't handle.
Hona says world leaders should go back home and really start doing things to meet the promises they've made to each other.
Okay, one last thought here. What about the U.S.? Former President Trump pulled the country out of the Paris Agreement. President Biden, you know, pulled the country back in. What is the sense of what the U.S., where the U.S. really is?
Yeah, I mean, long term, the U.S. has made some progress. Natural gas replacing coal power plants brought down emissions over the past decade. But that was really just an accident of the market. Gas was more profitable than coal. And now that gas prices are up and the country is getting more electricity from coal power plants again, there are some questions there. On the optimistic side, there's a lot of work that the states and local governments are doing. And this president, President Biden, has the most ambitious climate plan of any administration. But the money needed to begin implementing that plan is stalled in Congress. And even the Biden administration plans to export fossil fuels, natural gas, oil, and coal for decades to come.
And just in a half a minute, just one thing you're going to be looking for as this meeting comes to a close.
We can expect some sort of statement that all the countries agree to. It could call for a phase out of coal power plants. That would be a pretty big deal because it would be the first mention of phasing out fossil fuels at one of these meetings.
We'll look for that. From Jeff Brady, NPR's climate team, thank you.
Thank you.